Hi, everybody. My name is David Weigant, and welcome to my master series. I call it the Platinum Series. I call it Power Dating. You want to learn how to meet women? Every bit of information here is going to teach you how to meet women. It's going to teach you the places where to meet women. It's going to teach you how to approach women, and it's going to teach you how to deliver yourself upon women. That's right, deliver yourselves to women. During the course of this MP3 audio series, however you burn it on CD, however it arrived at your doorstep or on your computer, there are times I may repeat myself. If I do repeat myself, it's because it's extremely important what I'm telling you. The reason why I repeat myself is to get it through to you that what I'm about to teach you is something that you will need to meet women everywhere you go. There are times I may stutter. There are times I may stammer. There are times that I may make a mistake. That's quite all right. Life is all about being in the moment. If you make a mistake, you move on, you keep going. Nobody's critiquing you like you critique yourself. You may critique me, or I may critique you, but the one thing you need to remember is that life happens in the moment, okay? The game of life is in the field. I'm going to teach you every technique that you need in the field to be successful with women, and I'm going to emphasize something right here. You will need to get out of the house and practice everything I tell you. Some of the stuff I go over, you may already know. But what I most want to do with you right now is to teach you to start thinking differently. That's right. Let's get you in the game. Get out of that house. Get off the internet. You need to get out there and practice. You will never ever hear this. Ding dong. Who is it? It's an absolutely gorgeous, beautiful model at your door. I've got a six-pack of beer, and I'm here to basically give you every sexual fantasy you've ever heard. You will never hear that from a woman. You need to get your butt off your office chair and get out of the house and into the field. The field is where you need to practice. We're going to talk about practice. We're going to talk about how to practice, and I'm going to talk about how to present yourself. First thing, though, you need to know is understanding your target. That's right, understanding women. How are they wired? How are we wired? Well, let's talk about how we're wired. We, if you didn't already know, are extremely visual. It's funny, when I do all my seminars, I usually start off my seminar, you know, with, I probably get 100, 150 people in the room for on an average seminar. And what I do is I bring up two guys and I have them sit in a chair. And I go, all right, guys, talk about guy talk. You know, guy talk. You know, if it's football season, talk football, talk fantasy football. If it's baseball, talk baseball. You know, to have a business conversation, talk about some of your favorite music, have guy talk, right? So they're in the middle of all this guy talk. Two guys are chatting back and forth. And then what I'll do is I'll grab a woman from the audience, and they'll watch me, of course, right? And I'll grab her and I'll whisper something in her ear, you know, and she'll start smiling. The guys are looking more and more. And then the woman will saunter past the guys, and the guys will just look directly at her ass, directly at her hair, directly at her breasts. That's how we're wired. We're extremely visual. And at that moment, what do most guys do? They'll elbow each other. I call it dudism. One guy will turn to another guy and he'll say, dude, man, check her out. She's hot. And the other guy would be like, yeah, she is hot. Check her out. And both of you are checking her out. And neither one of you are doing anything, because what happens next is one guy will say to the next, dude, you talk to her. And the other guy goes, no, ma'am, I'm not on my game today. You talk to her. No, you talk to her. No, you talk to her. Come on, dude, you talk to her. And guess what happens? Neither one of you dudes get off your ass and talk to her. Why do we do this? Because we're extremely visual. We're so visual, and that's what we do. That's how we look at women. But the question is, how do women respond to that? They know we look at them, but they don't like that. So we're going to talk about how to look at women, how to visually look at women so you're able to get a woman to respond to you. Also, let's talk about how we're also wired, and why does every single guy think they belong with a Maxim magazine model? We're all attracted to beautiful, gorgeous women. So why do we all believe we need to be with the most gorgeous women? We don't need to be with a Maxim model. We need to be with the sexiest woman that we can find, the sexiest woman that we can attract, and the sexiest woman that is right for us. Every guy has different tastes. We're all very physical. Ask a guy what he likes. Ask a woman what she's interested in. She'll tell you she wants a guy that's confident. She wants a guy that's secure. She wants a guy that's funny. Ask a guy and he'll describe her physical features. I want a woman 5'6", blonde hair, long legs, big breasts. I mean, that's how we are. We don't ever describe a woman as saying, boy, I'd love to meet somebody who read Tolstoy last night so we can sit there and we can discuss Tolstoy and how it compares to Bush's presidency. Whether it does or doesn't, I've never read Tolstoy. But the fact is, okay, is that we tend to talk visual. Women will talk what? They'll talk intellectually. We also love a girl that gives us a chance to exude our manhood. We like to feel like the big man around her. We like to feel like she actually needs her. That's why I call us Mr. Fix-Its. Why do women flirt back at us and ask us questions of, boy, I don't know if I want a cup of coffee today. And the man will come and go, well, I don't know if you want deep roast or dark roast. We're always to the rescue. That's how we're wired. We love rescuing. We love talking. Now, how do the sexes get along? How are they wired? How is the opposition wired? How are female wired? They're emotional. They respond to men that are confident, men that are leaders. They respond to the rock star. They respond to the actor. They respond to the guy that makes the initial approach, as long as it's done with confidence, as long as it's done that the guy actually says something interesting. They respond to something interesting. They respond to a guy that's very funny. They respond to very confident guys. They respond to cocky guys. They respond to arrogant guys. But all in all, every single woman that I have ever surveyed, and let me tell you guys, I am one of the few dating experts out there that does products for both men and women and seminars for both men and women. So you're getting it directly from what women are looking for. This isn't just from my mouth. This is years of working with women, guys. I work with women. I know what the opposition is looking for. And every single one of them, every single one of them is looking for a guy that is self-assured, funny, and engaging. They don't care what you look like. They care about the way you engage them in a conversation. I want to talk a moment about what I call the power of Bihar. Mark Bihar is a good friend of mine. Mark Bihar was my college roommate. Mark Bihar was going bald in college. Mark Bihar had a little belly in college. But Mark Bihar had an incredible gift of gab. And Mark Bihar used to always say to me, David, you know, you're good looking, but I can out-gab you with any single woman. And he would prove it. We would go out together. I would start flirting with a girl. He would look at me and say, are you the type of girl that always goes out with a good-looking guy like my friend? She starts giggling. He looks at her, and in a very confident, cocky way, he says, have you ever tried balding, short, fat, Jewish guys? And she looks, and she smiles, and she says, I'm not sure. She goes, you need to try one time. Now go get us some food, right? Dismissing her. Every single time when that girl came back, she would go directly to Bihar and not to me. Why? Because he was different, he proved he's different, and he was confident. That's how women are wired. They want you to be engaging, they want you to challenge them, and they will come flocking to you. And we're going to talk more about this in a little while. Now, what about this game that we're talking about? How come I tell you to get in the game? How do they play that game? What is this game? What do women want, and what do they expect you to be? And how to get them to play your game, how to avoid the games and all the BS, and why taking the lead will always work and how to become the leader that they always want. Now, no wishy-washy men need to apply, and why the nice wishy-washy guy always gets the friend zone. Let's talk a little bit about this, okay? How do you play the game? The game is played in one way and one way only. The guy that approaches the girl with something engaging and interesting to say is always the guy that's going to walk away with the digits. Meaning, let's go to a supermarket right now. Let's go for an instance, okay? Let's go to a particular situation. Whenever I'm in the supermarket, and we're going to talk more in detail about having stories and how to convey yourself and how to posture yourself. This part is about mindset. This part is so you understand the way women are wired, and this part is so you understand exactly how you can get in the game and stay in the game. So when I go out to the supermarket, okay, and I want to engage a woman in a conversation, okay, I do not think about anything, but are there any attractive women around for me to flirt with? Second, my mindset is, are there any women that I can flirt with that are actually going to interest me? That's right, guys. I don't try to impress them. They need to impress me. See, I don't give my power away. Most men give their power away. Most men are extremely wishy-washy when they come over to a woman. Women hate that. They can't stand when you're wishy-washy. Wishy-washy meaning what? When a guy walks over, and I'll call him Mr. Wishy-Washy any single day, a guy will walk over to a woman, okay, basically thinking to himself, his mindset is, gee, she doesn't want to talk to me. Oh, I don't want to disturb her right now. She's probably not attracted to me. And he walks over with all that energy. 80% men of what you do is nonverbal communication. So 80% of Mr. Wishy-Washy is basically insecure boy. He'll walk over there. He'll introduce himself. Hi, my name is Fred. Do you really like peaches? Dumb question. Boring. She's going to dismiss you immediately because she's not interested. You walked over there with absolutely zero confidence. So what's the difference between Mr. Wishy-Washy and the way I do it? When I walk over to a woman, I sum her up like all you guys do. I check her out. I check her out from head to toe. But the difference is when I look at her, I go in. If I look at her and I get any type of eye contact, I'm not waiting for six or seven smiles from her. I'm not waiting for her to pass me seven or eight times. I'm going to walk directly over to her. I'm going to grab a piece of fruit. Let's say she's looking at blueberries. I'm going to grab the blueberries. I'm going to take a look. I'm going to look and see what she's doing. Okay? I'm going to observe what she's doing. I'm going to see that she's looking at blueberries. I'm going to walk over. I'm going to say, excuse me for a second. I'm going to grab a box of blueberries. I'm going to look at her and say, are they in season or not? I'm going to ask a random question, right? But I've got something followed up behind that. She goes, I'm not quite sure. I said, well, then should we eat these things? Is it safe? Are they good? You know, and I get funny at this point. Should we be eating raspberries instead? Wait a second, let's see. And I'll just grab a peach. I said, should we eat the peach? And I'll toss it up in the air for a second, right? I'm being engaging. I'm being funny. I'm also being confident. What happens is, okay, she's got to play my game. She's got to play my game. I'm walking over there to see if she can keep up with me, not if I can keep up with her. Women want us to be leaders. Women want us to be confident. If you want to look and find confident guys, okay, and you want to see a video, watch Bill Clinton work a room. Watch the way he walks over. Watch the way people look at him. He controls every conversation, and he listens and uses observations and props to start a conversation. Take a look at George Clooney in some of his movies. Why are women so attracted to him? He walks directly over to them. He looks them directly in the eyes, gets them to melt, and he talks to them. Every single guy, Clint Eastwood, Sean Penn, take a look at some of those movies that these guys do. Every single man that is successful with women can walk over there with a sense of entitlement, and the entitlement is them. Women like to know that that is their entitlement, that you are basically walking over saying, I want you, I desire you, can you keep up with me? That's what women look. They don't want the games, they don't want the bullshit. If a woman is playing games and a woman is BSing you, then you know what? It means you're not taking the lead. You're being Mr. Wishy-Washy. You need to take the lead. So you need to understand that when we talk about approach in another section, on another MP3, you're going to understand that you need to approach like a man. And I'm going to teach you specific ways to approach like a man so women are initially attracted to you. As we talked about, let's go back a little further. Let's go a little deeper into this. Women are attracted to confidence, power, men with an attitude. Men with an attitude. Not cocky, not obnoxious, okay? Not demeaning, not as a lot of my other fellow gurus talk about, negging a woman, making her feel like a piece of shit so she's able to talk to you. Guys, if you want to attract, if you're 20 and want to attract a 20-year-old girl, fine. You could treat her like shit because that's what 20-year-old girls are all about, because they always go for the cocky, confident guy that treats them like shit. But I got to presume most of you are looking for a woman or a series of women or a bunch of women to go out with that are not those type of women. If you want those type of women, I've got plenty of products to deal with that. You can basically hit the pause button right now or follow, or just listen through this section and realize that you're going to attract a woman. I'm teaching you how to attract quality women, not emotionally immature girls. Emotionally immature girls will go for emotionally immature guys that treat them like shit. We're talking about good quality women here, guys, okay? So what are they attracted to? That women want confidence, power, men with an attitude. They also like the sly smile. They love the dirty boy. Why do they like the dirty boy? Because they want to be the dirty girl. They want to know that you can handle their sexuality. They want to know that you're the man that's going to rock their world in bed, that you're the man that's going to intrigue them, that you're the man when they call them up on the phone, that they're going to be intrigued by you. So what is the sly smile? Let me give you a story, okay? Whenever I see a woman, I like women to notice me, okay? And I like women to walk over to me. Yes, guys, women do walk over to me, and yes, I do walk over to women. It's about a 50-50 thing. Why? Because I have a sly smile going all the time. And I'm going to share a visual with you that's going to rock every single woman's world. What I do when I see a woman that I'm absolutely attracted to, okay, I realize the fact is that most guys will stare at her. Most guys will drip what I call drips and droolers. They will drool all over her. They will look at her, but they will not approach her. So what I want to do is I want to intrigue her some way or another. So what I will do is I will look directly into her eyes as I walk by her. If I see her at a checkout stand, if I see her at a coffee shop, if I see her at a bookstore, if I see her in a bar, I will look directly at her and I will smile. I will give her a sly, dirty smile. And you know what I'm thinking about, guys? I'm thinking about this woman laying there in bed having a sexual fantasy about me. Why do I do this? Because it cracks me up every single time. Every time you see a woman that you're attracted to, picture a woman having a sexual fantasy about you. It's going to give you a look on your face, and you know what? Whenever you have that look on your face, okay, women are going to wonder, why is he smiling like that? Why is he so confident? And what is he thinking? You're going to intrigue her right off the bat. Guys, I have spoken to so many women about this, and I tell them what I think about. Every single one of them cracks up, and then they look at me and go, do you really think that? And I said, absolutely. And they look at me again. So tell me, what do you think about that? They want to know what I'm thinking about. They want to know why and how I'm thinking about them in that dirty sexual moment. Guys, we're animals. Men and women are animals. We're sexual creatures. I'm going to clue you in on something if you don't already know. Women are extremely erotic sexual beings. They have fantasies. If you ever sit around with a bunch of women and you're and I have a MP3 called Sex Game, which is wonderful. I mean, it's just locker room talk. It's just women talking about sex and how they love men to, you know, how they love to have sex with men, how they love to turn men on, what they think about during sex. Guys, women are so visual. Women are so visual. It's incredible. When we sit around and we describe our sexual encounters, we basically describe it as, hey, dude, I got some last night. Women describe every little detail. So the fact is, if you walk around thinking about a woman having a sexual fantasy about you, picture every single detail that she wants to do to herself thinking of you. Guys, this smile works every single time. Every time I do it, a woman looks at me and she gives me a smile that lights up the room. Then when I do the pass-by or passerby another time and decide to talk to her, she's already mine. That sly smile works. They want the dirty boy. They also want the man who treats them like a lady, the man who's courteous, the man who's the leader, the man that knows who he is and wants to know who she is. That's right, guys. Women absolutely despise when you walk over, introduce yourself. Hi, my name is John. She doesn't care if your name is John. She doesn't care unless you intrigue her with something that you say, and we'll talk all about that further on down the line. But the fact is, okay, is that she wants you to be interested in her. I'm always about observations, unique observations, questions, and diving deeper into who she is because I want her to be intrigued by me. I want the upper hand. Everything I teach, when I teach a man how to approach a woman, when I teach a man how to flirt with a woman, I teach a man how to have the upper hand. How do you get the upper hand? You've got the upper hand thinking, first off, that she's having fantasies about you. Secondly, when you talk to her, you're courteous. You're a leader. You're a strong person. You're a guy. You're the man that she's looking for. Every woman is looking for a leader. That's why rock stars get laid like crazy, even if they're ugly. That's why President Clinton had great sex, even though he may not have picked the most beautiful women in the world. That's why every actor friend that I know that's got a little bit of confidence socially has incredible success with women. That's why if you've ever spoken, if you've ever been a public speaker, that's why women are lining up to talk to you afterwards. It's amazing. When my book was in the bookstore, okay, I did book signings and stuff, and women were lined up after to meet me, invite me out for drinks after. When I do a seminar in a town, I've always got women lined up wanting to meet me after. The fact is they like men of power. So you can be a man of power no matter where you are, and I'll teach you how to be a man of power. Some of the things I'd like to go over right now is how do you become a man of power wherever you are? You get to know everybody where you're at. Meaning when I'm in the supermarket, I'm the most powerful guy in that supermarket. Why? Because I know the cash register person, I know the deli counter person, I know the meat person, I know the produce person. And when I walk over there and the produce person says hello to me and then I flirt with a woman, she says, my God, the produce guy that I see every single day knows this guy. I want to know him too. Guys, 80% of life is the way you perceive. Start having people perceive you as a leader. Be a leader no matter where you are. Be friendly no matter where you are, and you will get women flocking to you. We're going to talk more about that in a bit. I want to talk about something called he who speaks first. Now, I was out with a client one time, and it was really, really interesting. Okay, we were out in Las Vegas. Okay, Las Vegas, right? We were at a bar. Where were we? We were I don't remember, one of those big hotels. Might have been the Rio or Hard Rock or something. And I was teaching him the approach. And it was really funny. I was watching him go over, and I said, you go over and make an observation, have a conversation, right? So he makes an observation. They always go for the boring thing. Oh, I see your drink is almost done. Would you like another drink? No, don't do that. Anybody can buy him a drink. Pick something good to talk about, right? So the guy goes over and does that. Hi, I noticed your drink is almost done. Or, oh, no, 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 this is what he said. This is even funnier. She had a blue drink. He walks over. He goes, what's the blue drink? Oh, God, what's the blue drink, right? So I'm watching him flounder. He's not asking her questions. He's totally floundering. This is our first night we've ever gone out together. I walk over. I go, excuse me. I said, you like that cell phone? I said, you and I have the same exact cell phone. I got to tell you, mine drives me crazy. And she looks at me. She goes, so does mine. I said, well, why does yours drive you crazy? And she started telling me. I said, so does mine, right? We started talking about why the cell phone drives crazy. And I grabbed her cell phone, right? And I looked at it and I said, who's this? Who's this picture of, right? Because everybody has a photo. So she had a photo like in her screensaver. That's my dog. I go, cool. I said, that's my dog. What kind of, you know, how old's your dog? We talked about dogs for a while. She told me about crazy things that her dog did. My client's sitting there floundering. He keeps looking at her, wondering when he can talk. About 4 minutes later, I looked at her. I said, great conversation. I got to walk away. I got to talk to my friend over there, but I'll be back, right? She looked at me the entire night wanting me to come back. Why? Because I engaged her. Because I spoke first. Because I walked over to her with something interesting and different. My observation was different. We're going to go in depth about observations and conversations, but I want to get you into the mindset to understand that the strong, confident man is the man that will get the woman. My client did not get that. He understood it after the fact, okay? So another thing too, you need to avoid being the creepy stalker boy, the guy that looks at a woman 75 times and never approaches. Gentlemen, start your engines and wake up. Let me tell you something right here. Every woman I've ever talked to at every single seminar I've ever delivered has always said to me, which guy turns you off the most? And they all say the guy that looks at us 75 times and does not walk over. It's called creepy stalker boy, the guy that does circles around a woman like Jaws. And you can actually hear the Jaws music going in the background. You hear dun 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 dun. Guys, if that's you, get over it. Stop circling her like a piece of meat. It makes her feel uncomfortable. Once again, 80% of what you do is nonverbal communication, and what you're communicating to her is you're a stalker, you're somebody who's not a man of action. She's looking for a man of action, a guy that will look at her once, maybe twice, sum her up, walk over, and have a conversation about something that's interesting, a guy that walks over that's confident. Am I getting through to you yet? Do you understand where I'm coming from? You need to speak first. You need to also stop the circling. This is all about your mindset. We're going to talk about practice. I know I keep promising you talking about, but you have to understand and grasp this first part. Here's another thing I want to go over too about getting in the game. Do women only want money, power, and fame? No. They want confidence. You could be poor as can be. As long as you've got potential, the women are going to be all over you. Case in point, worked with a woman. She was attracted to a guy. The guy had not a penny to his name. He was getting out of graduate school. He wanted to be a professor. He didn't know what type of professor, but he really wanted to teach people. He thought he might, you know, go into social work. He really was all about teaching and helping people. He was passionate. He traveled the world. He was interesting. He didn't have a penny to his name, and he had women all over the place. Why? Because he can carry on a conversation. He was fascinating, and he was also confident. Guys, it's all about your confidence. I know a ton of men with money, power, and fame, and they're socially inept. Why? Because they go out and try to buy women. And you know what, gentlemen? If you have money and you're one of those guys that want to buy, that have been buying women, you need to listen to this MP3 45 times. Because I work with some of the richest men in the country, and every single one of them uses the money card to get women. And every single time that they use the money card, they're only getting a woman that is basically using them for their money. Gentlemen, if you use the money card, women will use you for what you give. Do not show the money card. Never show the money card. Always take your first date. Your first date to me is a conversation. Your first date should be somewhere fun. Go to an amusement park. Take a walk. Do some shopping. Take your dog to a park with her dog. Something that's interesting and different. Something that gives you things to talk about other than comparing notes. We're going to talk all about that, but I want you to understand that women are not looking for just money, power, and fame. They're looking for confidence. There are some women that want money, power, and fame. Leave them alone. If you see a gold digger, allow her to dig gold somewhere else. You don't want her, dismiss her. I could teach you how to sleep with the gold digger. That's another tape and another CD. Beautiful women are alone waiting for you. Have you ever heard that, or have you ever believed it? Do you believe that beautiful women are alone waiting for you? Not only are they alone waiting for you, they usually have three hot friends that they're IMing on a Friday or Saturday night. Most guys are afraid to approach them. Why are most guys afraid to approach hot, beautiful, sexy women? Because they handle them like they're fragile. That's right. They handle these women like they're fragile. They don't talk to these women like they're people. They talk to them like they're just physical objects. They're absolutely terrified to go over and talk to these women. They treat them like objects. Oh my God, she's so beautiful. I can't talk to her. Remember we talked about dude bonding and the guys elbowing each other? Guys will elbow each other all the time. Hey dude, look at her. Hey dude, look at her. Hey dude, why don't you talk to her? And they're elbowing each other in the ribs. Basically, all they're doing is poking their friends in the ribs, giving their friends rib calluses. Grab one of your ribs. If your friend's been poking you, I guarantee you have what I call a rib callus there. Guys, beautiful women are alone waiting for you. Guys, stop treating them like they're objects. Stop staring at them like they're objects of fantasy and desire. Why do you see so many beautiful women with ugly guys? The reason being is because that guy walked over, talked to her, said something interesting, got her laughing, and had the balls to ask her out. Then when he took her out, he had a plan. He didn't just call her up on the phone and was Mr. Wishy-Washy going, hey, what do you want to do tonight? This is Mr. Wishy-Washy here. We have three choices. I'm going to let you choose. No, guys, listen to every word they say. Have a definitive plan. Go out with them. Take them somewhere that you know they will enjoy. And then set the next date up on that date. That's how you close a beautiful woman. A beautiful woman wants to be closed by a strong man. She will become extremely attracted to you if you are definitive. The way you walk over to her. If you're confident the way you walk over. If you understand that she's just a woman. You treat her like a person. You have something interesting to say to her. You get her laughing. You engage her in a conversation, you ask for her phone number, and you ask her out without being a wimp. There's two ways to do it. Mr. Wishy-Washy would say, are you single? Do you have a boyfriend? Right? That's Mr. Wishy-Washy's voice. And I would basically say, any woman's going to basically say, there's my out. I don't want a guy like that. The guy that asked a woman out just basically says, you know, I had a great time talking to you. You need to give me your phone number. We need to go out and grab a bite. We need to go out and get a cup of coffee. We need to hang out somewhere. We need to talk somewhere. I want to learn more about your Italian trip, okay? I want to learn more about your passion for blueberries. I want to know why your Labrador Retriever is so smart and mine seems to be so dumb if you picked her up at a dog park. Do you understand what I'm talking about here? Have a plan. Always have a plan. When you talk to a beautiful woman, if you're confident, you have a definitive approach, she will see your body language. She will respond to that. Most women want to be handled and spoken to, and complimenting them is always the wrong approach. How do you handle and speak to a beautiful woman? Don't walk over and point out the obvious. Oh, I had to walk over. You're just so beautiful. No. She knows she's beautiful. She knows she's beautiful. She's got confidence that way. She may be insecure in other ways, but the fact is, I'm what I call a complimenter, but I'm not that direct complimenter. So when I see a beautiful woman standing at, I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's a bar. I don't care if it's a coffee shop. I don't care where it is. I may walk over to her, you know, and say to her, hey, wow, you know, it's like I noticed you. I needed to come over and talk to you. What is your fascination with blueberries? You know, here I am talking about blueberries. You know, or, you know, what is your fascination with this shirt? Or I may just walk over and not even compliment her. I don't even really want to compliment her. The only time I'll ever use the compliment is that if I know she's with friends, she's running around, she's in what I call a girl's night out, and I've only got about a minute and a half, I'm going to grab her right away, walk over to her and say, I wanted to come over and talk to you, okay? I noticed you from across the room. I wanted to come over and speak with you. I see that you're out with your friends right now. I really don't want to disturb you, but I've had to find out who you are. What's going on? I'll start talking to her and start rapping with her right at that moment, okay? Why? That's ballsy, guys. That's ballsy. Plus, that says that I picked you out over your friends. You're the one that I'm most attracted to in this room. I'm not giving her power. I'm not giving my power away. I'm basically telling her, hey, I want you. I want to get to know you. And I don't care how many friends you have around you. That's how I use a compliment. I'll never walk over and just go, oh, you're so pretty. Oh, your eyes are so beautiful. I might say it later on, but not from the get-go. It's just girls are insecure, guys. You know, it's like, they know they're pretty, but they don't know they're pretty. And the fact is, they don't want to know. They don't want to think that, you know, you're coming over there just to talk, just because you think they're hot and you want to go to bed with them. So a lot of times they'll take a compliment, even if you were genuine with it, they'll take that compliment as something sexual in nature. And they don't really want it to be sexual in nature. They want to know that you're interested in what they think. They want to know, you know, that they want to know why you want to meet them, guys. They want to know that. They want to understand that you're interested in who they are. That's why I'm always talking to them and asking questions. And we're going to go through a mock conversation in a little bit so you understand exactly what I'm talking about. You know, you'll always see how looks don't matter. Like we've talked about before over the last couple of minutes, you'll see the fat guy with the hot girl, okay? You'll see that, all right? And if you look around, you'll see more hot girls with ugly guys. But you're rarely going to see the really sexy, incredibly hot guy with the ugly girl. Why? Because guys are so visual. Hey, guys, we all have our taste, okay? Some of us are attracted to fat. Some of us are attracted to thin. Some of us like black. Some of us like white. Some like Asian. Some like blonde. Some like redhead. Some like, you know, 5 foot tall inch girls. Some of us like 6 foot five inch girls. We're all attracted to what we're attracted to. We all think different things are hot. But bottom line is, okay, is that we're visual. We look at looks first. Girls look at brains, confidence. Remember the approach. If anything, I'm trying to get you into this section, okay? This is all mindset. It's called get into the game, okay? Get into the game. Be that confident guy that they're looking for. The great thing about this whole program is it's going to teach you how to be that guy, how to go out there and get that girl, how to be the guy that the woman is looking for. Also, you need to feel comfortable with the girl that you're with. Some guys I know, okay, and there's a lot of guys I know, they date extremely hot women, but they're never comfortable with that because they always think that the woman's going to cheat on them, that the woman's going to go out there and flirt with other guys. Hey, guys, if you're in that mindset, okay, you need to start dating women that you're going to feel comfortable with. I date beautiful women. I could care less what they do when they go out with their friends. I know they're getting hit on by other guys. I could care less because I'm secure about who I am. And I know what I offer a woman. That's part of life. Part of life is becoming secure with who you are and knowing what you're offering a woman. A lot of what we're talking about here is being that guy that they want, being the confident guy that they want. You ever watch dogs run together in a park? There's the alpha dog and then there's the submissive dog. You ever see the submissive dog? And then another dog comes over, the submissive dog rolls over like that and shoots its tail between its leg and, you know, and just gets all goofy and weird because, you know, it just doesn't know what to do. A lot of guys do that too. You watch a guy. One thing I want you to do tonight, okay, when you're done listening to this, I want you to get your ass out of the house, okay? And I want you to do something tonight. I want you to do an exercise that I call get in the game. One of the best exercises you'll ever do. I want you to go to a bar tonight, a crowded bar. Even if you don't like picking people up in bars, it's not about that. I want you to go to a bar tonight and I want you to observe everything. I want you to watch people in a bar like it's television. I want you to watch the guys that are confident with women. I want you to see the way they walk, watch the way they talk, watch the way they approach, watch their eye contact with women. See how they talk to a woman's friends also. Look at the stuff. Look at what they do. Then watch the guys that walk over there nervously. Watch them do the dude bonding and go, dude, you talked to her. You'll see it tonight. You'll crack up. You'll see two guys. You'll see them elbow each other. You watch them drink a couple of beers. You watch the girl break for the bathroom. The guy will start running to the bathroom. You see the nervous body language he's doing as he's sprinting to the bathroom. You watch him head the girl off. He'll say something. It doesn't matter what he's saying because I can guarantee what he's saying is stupid because she's reading his body language because women will do that. Women will read your body language, okay, without even realizing it. And all of a sudden, the woman goes to the bathroom. He's waiting outside the bathroom. She waits inside the bathroom. He eventually goes back to his friend. Tonight, what I want you to do is I want you to go out there and get your ass out to a bar, okay? And I want you to see exactly what I'm talking about. I want you to take a look at wishy-washy boy, and I want you to take a look at dominant male, okay? Look at the guys that are flirting, laughing, having a good time. Watch their approach. Watch their body language. Look at the way they introduce themselves. All this stuff you need to start emulating. Make a list of all the people that are in your life, okay? Who do you hang with? What type of guys do you hang with? Do you hang out with guys that are just like you? Maybe they're not great with women. You know, maybe you're a guy that's getting better with women, okay? So, is that the type of guy you are? Maybe you're just a guy that's fantastic in the game and you just wanted to listen to this MP3 to learn more about it. But what type of guy are you? Define the guy that you are. What type of guy are you and what type of guys do you hang out with? It's really important. Once again, you need to run with guys that are better than you. That's right, guys. If you want to learn, listen to everything that I do, email me. That's right. I am probably the only dating expert in this country who will allow you to email me. My personal email address is all over the website that you bought this from. Email me a question. I will answer. I answer all my questions. I spend one day a week, every Friday, answering all my questions because I like to be available to people. Okay, it's super, super, super important to me that you succeed with the opposite sex. Now, when you go out tonight, okay, take a look at all the energy that's around the room. Observe everything. Also, start thinking about the guys you run with when you go out. Let's say if you're a guy that enjoys going to the bar, okay, go with somebody that's really good with women. He'll teach you. You'll become a little more competitive. You'll understand how he flirts. He'll show you things to do. You'll learn from him. Plus, you'll learn a lot from me. And together, you will form a very powerful team. Let's say you've always wanted to meet women in a mall and you've got a friend that talks to everybody in the mall. Go with him. Learn what he does, okay? This is what I do with my clients, guys. When I fly in and I charge $10,000 a weekend, that's right, I charge 10 grand a weekend with 3 months worth of follow-up. Why? Because I get into my client's life. What do I do that weekend? I fly in and we go every single place imaginable that they've seen women. And I show them every single approach on how to meet women. I teach them how to meet women. What do they do most of the weekend? They crash and burn. And I basically go in there and they watch me. By the end of the weekend, they're mimicking everything I'm doing. If you listen to this entire audio series, you will understand how to meet women everywhere you go, how to exude the confidence that women are looking for. Not only that, you're also going to understand everything that I'm talking about. Part of your training is to get out of the house, though, and start running with some guys that are better than you. Learn from them. Buddy up with them. It's fun. It's great to learn. It's fun to watch. When you go out tonight, you're watching all sorts of energies. You're watching people flirt. Watch women the way they look at guys. Watch that entire room. Start picking things out of that room because the more you pick out and the more you understand human behavior, the better you're going to be picking up women. So let's go back to one last thing before we go to the next segment. When you talk to a woman, and let's say tonight you go out and you decide you're going to talk to a woman, how do you treat them? You treat them as a person and not as an object. You ask questions about them, not the interview questions, but interesting questions to get to know them. They'll be putty in your hands if you show true interest. Also, really important, be a good listener. Always remember the details of what she's told you, her friend's name, her favorite whatever. For instance, a girlfriend of mine told me a story. There was a guy, and she describes it this way. She said, "David, there was a guy that set me over the edge that she still cannot shake. The guy took her to brunch, and the next weekend he took her to Atlantic City to have a good time, just to play, you know, play slots, hang out. When they sat down in the Atlantic City restaurant the following week, he ordered the exact same thing she had for breakfast the week before. That blew her away, and she gave in to him, and they had amazing sex that night. Why? Because he had an attention for detail. Gentlemen, when you speak to a woman, remember everything they say. Concentrate. Listen. If you go in with an observation, let's go for a sample conversation. I want to leave you with a sample conversation before we jump to the next section. When I go out, let's say I'm in a coffee shop, and I see a woman sitting down, and she's reading a newspaper. She's got a cup of coffee in her hands. She's got an interesting bracelet. She's got a University of Connecticut sweatshirt on. Where's my conversation starter? There's a lot of conversation starters. I can walk over and ask her for the sports section and see if she's done reading it yet. That's funny. Say, excuse me, are you done reading that sports section yet? I'm sure you care about the start of the baseball season or the start of the football season, whatever season it is. Or I'm really sure you care about the NCAA playoffs. Laugh, 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 laugh. And she'll come back at me either one or two ways. One way she'll come back at me and say, "Damn right, I'm a sports fan." And I'll look at her, I go, "Fantasy football or fantasy baseball?" and we start having a funny conversation. That's one conversation opener that I've used with success. Another one in this situation is I've looked at a bracelet she has. Okay, she's got a cool bracelet. I'll walk over to her flat out, walk over and say, excuse me, I got to tell you something. I was in line getting a cup of coffee and I noticed this bracelet. It is really unique and different. Where is this from? Chances are it's from somewhere that she traveled to or it's from a friend that has a lot of meaning. If it's the travel side, she'll say, I've got this on a trip to Africa. I'll go, no kidding. You went to Africa? Did you do a safari? Yes, I did. We talk about a safari. I'm listening to every detail she is saying. So I, instead of anticipating what I need to say next, by listening, she's giving me information and I'm taking it deeper and deeper into a conversation. It's so important when you speak to a woman to take it to another level by listening. She will tell you everything. If you listen, you can then react to what she's saying and keep talking. It's called a conversation. It's amazing how it works that way. Another way is I could say, Connecticut, did you go to UConn? Yes, I did go to UConn. That's what I call the boring approach. But you know what? I'm from the East Coast. I live in Los Angeles. I live in Santa Monica. And if I see someone with a Connecticut shirt, it's not boring. If someone lives in Connecticut and they say, hey, did you go to UConn? That's boring. If you live in another state, you can bond. Wow, you grew up, you went to UConn. Where'd you grow up? I grew up in the suburbs of New York. So did I. Where did you grow up? She says, I grew up in Mamaroneck. No kidding. I said, Sal's Pizzeria. Boom. We have a conversation about Sal's Pizzeria. Do you understand where I'm coming from right now? You've got things to do to ask her besides the boring thing of, is that a cup of coffee I see on your table? You need to talk to her about an object, but you also need to assume she wants to talk to you. When I walk over to a woman, I always assume that she wants to talk to me. Why? I am the confident, cocky, interesting, fun, and cocky is confident to me. Okay, a lot of people will say, well, I don't really want to be cocky. Confident, guys. Let's use the term confident. I walk over confident. I don't forget, I've also got my smile too. I've got my smile because I'm picturing her what? Picturing her being naked, having sexual fantasies about me. It's that simple, gentlemen. All you need to do, okay, is picture confidence. Whatever it takes to get you confident, and nothing gets me more confident than thinking about a woman that's having sexual fantasies about me. That's all I ever need to do. If any guy's different, email me. If you have trouble with this visual, email me. I will give you 5 or 6 other visuals via email. I guarantee you this one will work. But let's wrap this up, okay, before we get to the next section. By treating them as a person and not as an object, you have them. You've got their attention. By asking questions about them and not the interview questions and interesting questions like we just went over, by getting to know them, they'll be putty in your hands. Every single time, if you show them your true interest, if you look at them and not scan the rest of the room, you've got them, guys. You're doing the opposite of what every other guy has done. Remember that, and you will blow them away every single time. Thanks. Time to switch. Time to listen to the next MP3. Time to put this in your iPod. Time to burn another CD, because it's time we went to the next section. Thanks, guys. Hope you enjoyed this. Once again, this is meant for you to have incredible mindset so you can be successful with women wherever you go.